both the factories and government have to seize the opportunity that's been brought about by the decision of beef protesters to call off their pickets. They never wanted to be on the picket lines. Farmers mounted the protests because they were essentially at breaking point. And what they have done through their actions over the past number of weeks is shine a spotlight on the inequalities that exist in the beef market that they operate in. And I think it was due to their resolve that the meat industry went further than they'd ever intended to in talks. But that spotlight that has been shined now needs to remain focused on the inequalities that remain in the sectors. The farmers who this weekend decided to step down from their protest, they made the right call in my view, but that doesn't mean that the government and the industry can now just return to normal. We have to see some of the radical reforms that are required that the farmers highlighted now being implemented. And what that means is for the government to have to work with us and others to bring forward the measures that will actually protect our family farms. That means making sure that the mechanisms are put in place, that farmers secure fair prices for their product, that there's full transparency across the sector in terms of who's making the money and where and how that can be better distributed to the primary producer. We need to ensure that the EU market isn't flooded with cheap beef imports from the likes of the Mercosur countries. And it also means that the premium product that is the natural grass-fed beef that is reared on Irish family farms, that premium product is recognised both in terms of the labelling and the price structures. We can't have a situation as it currently exists that beef from factory feedlots is treated in the same way when it comes to the market. It's not the same product and it shouldn't be allowed to distort the market. So for our part in Sinn Féin, we'll continue to work at a domestic level and at the European level to introduce the type of provisions that are necessary to protect our family farms, because the end of the beef protests should actually mark the beginning of the implementation of the radical changes that are required.
There's a perception out there that everything is now different, that what happened over the past number of weeks marks a sea change and there's no going back to what the situation was earlier in the summer or in the spring of this year. Do you share that belief?
Well, I think certainly the capacity is now there. As we've seen, I think farmers found their voice in a way in which they hadn't for quite some time. They have shown their might and their power by bringing the factories to a standstill. So there's an opportunity now that both the factories need to recognise, but also government needs to recognise. The factories operate as some of the largest corporations that operate in this state, and therefore we need to make sure that the type of protections that are necessary are actually put in place through legislation, because they won't simply happen by the factories operating off their own bat.